Well, hello everyone, and good evening to you from Sedona. We are live, broadcasting live on Quantum Channel 77, 99, 13, 3, and 7. So if you don't get those stations on a quantum level, talk to your phone company or your internet provider and suggest they carry those channels. Obviously, the comedy team is already here. They might even do the whole broadcast today. So let's just do a little overview of the series and an overview for tonight's first class, and then we'll really get into it. So this is an 8-week online workshop series. And we're going to use the power of 8 twice. So this is Generational Healing 8.8. So we're going to use 8-8. We're going to use that power throughout the series. So you might want to call in that power as you get settled into your space. Okay, so here's briefly the series overview. And you can sign up for any of the single events at any time, and at any time you can also sign up for the series, even through the last class. All right, so tribal or mass consciousness, we can call it the archetypes, carries within it many misconceptions and misperceptions. Family genetics has adopted many of the collective consciousness patterns in its DNA coding. Our inherited beliefs, thought systems, and emotional makeup are affected by mass agreements, like what is true and what's not true, and you should do this and you shouldn't do that. So planetary miasms such as cancer, mental illness, and infectious diseases have also affected humanity's consciousness on both the energetic and physical levels, obviously. Now, the so-called sins of the Father that are passed down to the seventh generation, as is written in the Bible, I don't know why they just made it 7, really an infinite number, and the so-called fall from grace and the Adam and Eve story, which as a little kid made no sense to me, has distorted the frequency level of humanity for countless generations. So this current reality matrix has been set up to keep you, all of us, in energetic and emotional limitation. So isn't it time now to bust through this holographic projection and create the new Earth matrix of cooperation, communication, and communion? The 3 C's, huh? Cooperation, communication, and communion. The unknown is emerging as we each take the step forward into greater light, love, and consciousness. So in this unique online series, we're asking all of you within the range of my voice and vibration to join me in unearthing, if you will, and uncovering, like a soul archaeologist does, the truth behind these fallacies as we initiate the generational healing codes to clear not only your body's DNA, but the DNA of your current family members and your family tree according to their ability to receive and trust in themselves so we can offer them. The old saying, the buck stops here, as we now can choose to delete the pain and suffering and replace it with the peace and joy, which, as you know, is our natural inheritance. So the 8.8 energy vortex will continue throughout the 8 weeks. So, folks, for the next 2 months, it could get very intensely beautiful and agonizing for you at the same time. Comedy team there. We don't want to put anybody in agony or distress or despair. But, you know, things will come up. So we always suggest you just embrace it with love and then let it go. So we do encourage you to invite your family members to purchase this event, and also the new millennials. So those are the people that are like 42 and younger, basically, are encouraged to come on and join us. All paths are always welcome. And of course, your pets. So we're going to invite your doggies and your kitties, your birds, your dolphins, your pets onto this series because they can benefit as well. Because as you know, they can take on the human energy patterns. So, tonight, money and power archetypes. This is probably the most, this is probably the archetype that gives people the most challenges. Money and power. Well, all these archetypes are pretty powerful. But as you know, there seems to be this consensus agreement among light workers that you struggle with money, you struggle with your healing practice, you struggle with getting your purpose in order and manifesting, and or having aligning with the right kind of job with the right kind of bosses. You know that one. Money and power. Okay, so today, in this initial class, we're going to go into the collective unconscious of your ancestors. So you might want to right now send out a telepathic signal to your ancestors to bring forth their unconscious stuff regarding money and power for you to tap into, to become aware of regarding those inherited patterns. Just because you inherited it doesn't mean you have to live with it for the rest of your life. It just means you took it on. Beliefs and concepts about money, which is also for many people power. It has affected our society, our religions, our politics, has influenced the military, all of that. Money and power has affected all levels of our living here on the planet. So it is at this level, perhaps, that the root of physical suffering can be observed. Because think about those times when you're on the brink of homelessness, or you lost your job, or your house is going to be foreclosed, all of that. And what kind of a state did that put you in? Loss of a loved one. That's a little bit of a side note, though. So remember, money and power is a very base chakra perspective. Survival versus well-being. What if you adopted that Darwinian theory of survival of the fittest? You know, we were taught that in the very first class on evolution in probably elementary school, survival of the fittest. So if you're not the fittest, you're probably not going to survive, and that went to your unconscious. Oh, my God. Now I'm having trouble with money when I'm 23 years old. What? And we're going to bring in another perspective on money and power so that we can infuse it in the collective unconscious so that others can benefit as they tap in their own way to wanting a new way to do with money and, of course, power. So all these classes here in this series are spontaneously transmitted. So we'll go with the outline as advertised, and then we wing it. So whatever is coming through for This class is designed specifically for everyone live and on replay that have signed up for this series. All right, so let's take a deep breath because this is the way that we can relax our brain. So put your body in a very comfortable position where your spine is comfortable. Invite your pets to relax and enjoy, but please don't snore, doggies. I've never heard a cat snoring, but that's a possibility. That would be funny. Somebody videotape that. Cat snoring in an activation. Okay, you're going to call in the pillars of light. And as you do this, rub your hands together like you're warming up your hands. And create the heart intention. I am here, I am now, I am. So I am here means this is the place where I am. I am now meaning I'm not in the past, I'm not in the future, I'm in the present moment. And I am means I am as spirit, not my body, not my personality, not my ego, not my lower mind. So I am here, I am now, I am. Keep rubbing together and you're going to create the thought in your heart. I move my awareness to the highest levels within Christ consciousness of giving and receiving. I am raising my vibration within the Christ consciousness field to the highest level of giving and receiving now. And rub your hands together until you can feel in your body that shift. And then relax. And now we're going to take 7 breaths. Well, we're going to take a little bit more than that. We're going to open up the chakras through the breath. So breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. When you breathe in, hold the energy in your feet chakras for a moment, activating, and then open up your feet chakras to align with the sacred heart of the earth. Exhale and just simply let go of density. Any level of denseness or congestion or heaviness or whatever you want to call it, stress. Take another deep breath, then we're going to breathe into the knee chakras. Hold the light there for a few seconds, and then as you exhale, let go of any and all tension and pain in your knees. Let the breath go back to God, to Prime Source. Breathing in from Prime Source. Okay, the base of the spine, you're going to open up the base chakra, hold the light for a few seconds and within the chakra, and then simply begin to exhale and let go of all kinds or all levels of survival considerations, survival fears, survival this, survival that. Another deep breath into the sacral chakra. Holding the light in that chakra that has to do with relationships. Exhale to God. Just let go of stress and worry. Next breath up into the solar plexus. Hold the light in and begin to release all levels of tension. Release your sense of burden, emotional burden from your solar plexus. Just let it go back to the beautiful earth. Let it go back to God, Prime Source, Great Central Sun. Next breath into the heart, into the still point, holding the light, letting go of all emotional distress. tension in the upper back. Breathe in to the throat chakra, your communication chakra. Hold the light for a few seconds. Exhale through the mouth. Letting go of the need to control for the moment. Just let all that go. Going to breathe into the Ajna center, the forehead. Holding the light within the pineal gland. Exhaling through the mouth. Beginning to let go of brain fog, vision fog, any level of smogginess. Breathe it out. Next breath into the crown chakra. Opening, holding the light in there, activating the rest of the brain centers, medulla, pituitary, thalamus. Exhale. Beginning to let go of all self-created barriers around your crown chakra. Next breath into the hand chakras, opening up the hand chakras, energizing, exhaling, releasing tension from your fingers. Another breath into the elbows. Letting go of stiffness. And then one more into the shoulder joints. Breathing the light, holding the light into the shoulder joints. Gently relaxing and letting go. Again, letting go of the burdens. Letting go of the family burdens. Letting go of generational burdens. And let's do one more. We're going to breathe into the hip joint sockets. Holding in the light. Exhaling and letting go of any and all stiffness and rigidity in your hips, your pelvic area. And then we're going to do one more. We're going to breathe in the light into the power points of the body. Activating, harmonizing, and just simply letting go. Continue to let go of more density. All right. I'm going to ask you to call forth your entourage. That includes your guardian angel. That includes your inner child. That includes your home realm, your soul group. That includes the masters and angels and light beings that work with you. For this incarnation, your beautiful entourage, your quantum level entourage, we're going to ask your soul group to completely support you in this activation today. And we're going to ask you to open up and feel your, where you came from in the stars, so to speak, your home realm. We're going to ask you to feel that vibration in your heart. It could be subtle or it could be profound. It's simply a resonance. If you have tears coming, that is very normal. Now, we're going to ask your inner child to participate in this. This will be very much fun for her. him, them, they, it, inner child. So we're going to ask your inner child to step forward. So we're going to address these queries to your subconscious, to your inner child, and to your heart. Oh, we have to do one more thing. Take a deep breath, and we're going to align the directional coordinates within you, north, south, east, and west. So we're going to breathe from your solar plexus and focus as you take a deep breath in up towards the heavens through the crown chakra. Then as you exhale, just simply allow an alignment with the coordinates in your north. And then you're going to take another deep breath and do the same thing with the south. Let it go, your focus down through the feet. Well, into the earth. And then next breath, extend it horizontally from your solar plexus out to the left, to your west coordinates. Allow it to go as far as it wants to go, that connection. And then same thing to the right from your solar plexus out to your east coordinates. And all these coordinates are coordinated through the solar plexus. Take another deep breath and just simply allow an alignment with your inner compass, your inner GPS, your soul signature. All right, feel the pillars of light from the archangels creating a very safe space around your body, a cocoon of light. Now you're going to disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and everything that's going on in the world. Your intellect, your logic, and is what is called your ego. Allow all of that to just move to the side and feel you as the I am. Feel you as the divine reflection of our Creator. Move your awareness now through a golden arc of light. All right, we're going to call forth again your ancestors and all of your family members. That will include your uncles and aunts, cousins and nephews, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, great-great-great-great-grandparents, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, all the way back to the beginning of your lineage, so to speak. So we will ask you to visualize from your heart, symbolically, a family tree, what historically has been called the family tree. And this represents all of your ancestors and family members that you've ever had in all of your lifetimes here on the earth regarding the patterns that you inherited through your DNA coding, regarding money and power. Now, as you tune in to this family tree, so to speak, we're going to ask all those beings that pass down money and power issues to your body in this incarnation, all of their concepts and ideas about money and what power is and what money does, we're just going to ask them to light up on your family tree. So it's going to look like a Christmas tree with lights on it. And these lights will begin to communicate with you as we move in through this activation. Now, you are in a neutral state. You are the voyager. You are the observer. So whatever you experience will be from a quantum place and not from an emotional reactive personality place. You are always the voyager. So I'd like you to choose a predominant money issue you've had in your life. Whether it's misusing money, whether it's mismanagement of money, whether it's not enough money, whether it's too much money. And notice where in your physical body is responding, shall we say, to these intentions. So these are money considerations that have caused you perhaps great distress in your life. And you're going to go back into this life to perhaps when you were a very young person and remember what you were told about money and power. Money corrupts. Can't trust rich people. Money doesn't grow on trees. Grandparents starved to death, literally, because of the Depression and the wars. Have to save everything. Don't throw it away. Scarcity. Okay, anything having to do with money and power, but you remember other people telling you, especially your parents, your uncles and aunts, or even your school teachers. As a young kid, the church, Mother Superior, what you were taught in Sunday school. Money is evil. Rich people aren't happy. Jealousy towards rich people that have everything. Misuse of power. Power corrupts. Can't trust powerful people. They'll walk all over you. What about power? What did your family members tell you about power? Don't be too powerful. People will resent you. Remember those times when you began to express your power and you got ridiculed or punished or scolded, made fun of, picked on, beaten up even, robbed? What were you told about money and power? What do you remember? Talk to your family tree. Ask your ancestors. Show me what you were taught about money and power so that I may understand. Using the power of eight, using the figure eight flow, will help to enhance and activate everything right now. Power of eight, the infinity power, doubled. Money is the root of all evil. Power corrupts. Rich people are never happy. If you make a lot of money, you're going to lose it at some point. Ask your family tree. How many of you, meaning all of your ancestors, family members, had to do bankruptcy or lost all your money because of bad choices, bad investments? Maybe the money was stolen. Maybe you spent money beyond your budget and went into debt, and then the tax collectors came Remember what the church told you. Gotta work hard for your money. Money doesn't come easy. I earn just enough to get by every month. When did you hear that one? I make just enough money to get by every month. Now you're going to tune in collectively. I mean, you're going to tune in to the collective emotional body of your ancestors regarding money and power. And you're going to tune into their emotional body and just to sense, not take on, to sense how they believed about money and power affected them emotionally. And how much of that do you carry within you now? And the same thing on the mental body. Tune in to what that did in their minds. Remembering that survival creates a lot of thoughts in the mind each and every day. Endless thoughts of worry. And we're going to tune into that now. So tune into the worry level of your ancestors regarding money and power. What did they worry about? And how much of that worry do you carry? The stress of maybe not enough money and not enough power, low self-esteem, not good enough, or maybe too smart for your own britches. Ask your family tree. Collectively, where did you shut down your power? Where did I shut down my power? Okay, we're going to give you a few moments, not necessarily to process this activation so far, but just to be in a still place and just feel and receive and be and become aware. So we'll give you a few moments to communicate with your ancestors and your family members. Remember, you are in a neutral voyager observer space, using your knowing and intuition to communicate. Okay, take a slow, deep breath and finish up your communication. Now we're going to refocus towards the body, your physical body. And you're going to ask your body from that quantum space, where are you holding issues of money and power? So you might want to start with the base of your spine as a starting point. Ask your body to show you where it's holding issues regarding money and personal power. Where is it holding my family's beliefs about money and power? Where is it holding mass beliefs from my ancestors regarding money and power? Ask your inner child to tell you, to show you where it is holding pain around money and power. Ask your body to show you where it is holding its misuse of power and money. Ask your body to show you where it is overly attached to money and power. Take a deep breath. Now, same thing with your emotional body. Ask that part of you where it is overly attached to money and power. Ask your mental body to show you intuitively its ideas and attitudes that it has formed around money and power. More specifically, not enough money and not enough power. Now, tune into your pain body. That's your body that carries all the pain. And just feel your pain body from that quantum space of oneness and the Voyager. And become aware of the pain that your ego, your inner child, and your body is holding regarding anything and everything having to do with right use of money and power. Now, take a deep breath. Now, we're going to refocus back to your family tree. So as a collective, as a whole, ask your ancestors and family members if they are willing to give up the pain that they have been holding or carrying with them regarding money and power. If And whenever you get an affirmative vibration from your family tree, simply acknowledge it. Now, in your family tree, we forgot to mention, are also your kids. They are represented there. So you might want to ask your kids if they have, taken on any or all of your attitudes regarding money and power. Or more precisely, the pain and the stress of not enough money and not enough power or not enough self-esteem. Okay, begin to finish up. There's a lot happening here. Remember, staying detached, being the Voyager. So we're going to call in the guides now from your entourage that are specialists with money and power in helping humanity to create healthy attitudes regarding money and power, or the archetypes of money and power. We're going to call in your spirit and your Akashic records. So let's take a deep breath. We're going to shift perspectives now. Now, imagine, we're going to use an exercise. Imagine you as the soul, the spirit, the oversoul, the I am, that you are creating a field of healing energies for all the stress that you have taken on and or co-created regarding money and power. And you're going to apply this healing vibration to your body, to your subconscious, to your chakra system, to the organs in your body, to your brain and your heart, your inner child. You're going to ask your guardian angel to help. Using the analogy of applying a Band-Aid to a cut that is bleeding. Adding perhaps some Neosporin, things like that, frankincense, to help soothe the cut, the wound, so that it can heal up properly. So this vibration can feel like it's a soothing application to a wound or a cut that will help it to heal up really quickly with no scarring, no after effects. Okay, finish up with that. Now we're going to call forth an alignment with the great central sun energies and prime source energy. And accepting the assistance from your entourage. allow a channeling of knowing and right application regarding money and power for your physical incarnation to come into the brain, to saturate into your DNA, into your nervous system, into the base of your spine, your solar plexus, your feet, and your hands. Allow yourself to experience the release of the stress and the worry and the pain regarding money and power, especially from early childhood and your first marriage or your first significant relationship in which you had to deal with a job, security, money, power, self-esteem. Now we're going to call forth the angelic presences that are here to shower you with prosperity blessings that they are channeling to you from Prime Source and your higher self. These are blessings so that you can come into right relationships with money and power from a deep spiritual and divine perspective. And we're going to ask your entourage to help you with clearing the remaining blocks to manifesting money and your uniqueness of who you are and why you are here. To give you reassurance, to encourage you to stand in your faith, to use the ability to trust in the unknown, your future, go back to visualize your family tree, and we're going to ask for blessings and for the power of grace for your ancestors and all of your family members now. And we ask that they be free of all worry and stress regarding money and power, that they can choose to come and step into their own uniqueness of who they are, we're going to ask those of your ancestors that really want to work with you regarding your ability to manifest abundance on the physical plane, that you accept their help and their assistance. in manifesting the right use of money and power, in divine balance, breathe deeply. Okay, begin to come to conclusion with this encoded activation for healing all of your issues around money and power, personal power, and letting go of the effects from your ancestors and family members on said subjects. And we're going to ask a special prayer request for your ancestors, all those that have gone through wars, regional wars, regional conflicts, as well as world wars. We're going to ask for the healing. The healing of the scars and the wounds from said conflicts. And that will include any levels of economic depression that your ancestors had to experience. We're going to ask that all that be graciously healed so that your ancestors and family members can live in peace in whatever world that they are now. That they can let go, they can energetically, vibrationally let go of the pain and the judgments, the stress, the tension, the worry, the burdens of wars and depressions and economic hard times. And we're going to ask you to step into this vibrational space of abundance and fullness and prosperity. To move into an open space where anything is possible, moving far beyond those realms of limitation and conditioning. Allowing yourself to move into a new earth understanding of money and power. Allow this activation to work over time, very naturally and gently and gracefully in your life. Trusting always your intuition and your inner knowing. Allowing yourself to stay steady within your knowingness. Of what is right for you. To stay in your power, to stay calm and centered, and to know on all levels that you deserve everything because you are a son, S-U-N, of our Creator. You are a sun creator. You are a light creator. You are a consciousness creator. and you have the right to be happy and fulfilled. Again, allow this activation to work in the background of your life. Remembering to drink water after this activation. Give your body a few moments to rest upon the closure of this call. And make sure you're fully grounded if you need to drive in your car tonight. We give our gratitude and our thankfulness to all cosmic assistance that is being given today. We thank your guardians, your entourage, your home realm, your soul group, your ancestors, your pets, all your family members. May all of your family members be blessed through the power of love and the grace of all that is. Wake up tomorrow morning feeling and knowing that you are free from the old patterns, from the old ideas and beliefs and emotions that have held you down, that have held you back regarding your ability to manifest. You are a manifester. Just do it. So until the next class, we hope to see you there. Be very blessed. Thank you for your attendance. Thank you for your commitment to the work, to yourselves, to the universe, to the God within. And know that each day is a beautiful day. So have a great life, you guys. Be blessed.